All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Easy. Somebody put your hands together tonight and celebrate Jesus. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with myself, Pastor E. And yes, our forum is going to continue to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we're going to ask others and a mixed panel of covenant partners to come on board and share what Jesus means to them. But we're going to also let the testimonies and let the word that teaches us to go and make disciples be evident in our lives. Oh yeah, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Go ahead, check mark one. Jesus wants you and Jesus is able to transform your life, check mark two. And it doesn't matter if you big sin, mainstream sin, rejected sin, terminal sin, Jesus can forgive your sins and heal your wounds, check three, and change the whole direction of your life, check four. Yeah, the righteous and the healthy people, including the so-called Christians who tell you directly and subtly that you're lost, you're a lost cause, or either the other phrase, there's nothing wrong. We're here to differ with that. We need to be ready to follow Jesus. Yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. I'll tell you, the moment I met Jesus, I'm not talking about church. I'm not talking about what my parents had talked about. I'm not talking about Sunday school. I'm saying when I met him on my road of Damascus, I knew immediately that all he called me to do was tell somebody else of this miraculous experience of following him. And yes, immediately when you follow, he gives you the privilege to do the most important thing, and that's share his love with others. And then even when it gets rough, to share his love with others. And as we lead people, as we sow into people, and as we allow not our so-called ministry, but our responsibility to embrace others, it gives us that privilege to follow him and follow him directly. Oh, yes, what it says, if you desire to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow. Let's talk Jesus. Tonight is a dynamic broadcast as always, because as we talk about Jesus, we want to go to him whenever there's a issue or whatever there's a question or whatever there's something that we thought should have been one way and it should have been this way and it didn't end up that way. I've always learned, and I'm learning more and more daily, is that if I am going to follow Jesus, I must always be aware of how he operated, how he allowed the Spirit to lead him, and how he was obedient, not just to his own wants and his own needs, and not even the results that maybe even himself may wanted to see. Because I don't know if you remember that anguish and that pain and that suffering that he endured for us. Oh, no, from me tonight. I hope you take it personal yourself. But the more I start to understand it was from me, I do better. It's a group thing. I may be able to throw it off on you. It's a team effort. I might let you go the last leg. But when I make it that is personal with me, now I must be accountable on my own. Oh, it doesn't take away from fellowship. It doesn't take away from family and ministry and covenant. But what it does is solidify that we don't need anyone else to hold us accountable. We hold ourselves accountable. And we continue to submit, not to ourselves, but to something greater. Oh, my God, something greater. Who is the great I am? Something greater that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Something greater that my physicality will not even agree with. It always says that doesn't make sense. It always wants to give me a reason or a rhyme to do something different. But the Spirit will always lead and will always guide me, but I must seek the Spirit. Oh, yeah, we're going to bounce off of last week when the one word that I shared with everybody last week is seek before you do anything, before you answer a phone call, before you open that letter, before you finish that application, before you do that that mortgage, before you do the sale, seek. When I'm learning to first make my priorities in order by seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then I don't have to worry about what's going to be added, because I know all things shall be added. That promise comes in because of my obedience to first seek. Oh, yeah, we do it. Later on, after everything we thought we could put together fails. Maybe I'm the only one out there, but if I have one person on the line tonight on this broadcast, live or by archives, please call me personally and say I'm one too, that gets involved with my own way of doing things, and then we want to call to God and say, help me. I need this. I need that. And help me. But if I am really, really reading and understanding this scripture of seek ye first, that he wouldn't have said first if he wanted to be fourth. He wouldn't have said first if he wanted to be last. But we always end up right where we should have started off, but in a worse position. Tonight's discussion about talking, let's talk Jesus, is praying like Jesus, not just one. And I want to be transparent. Not just one covenant partner, several have been tapping in and calling in and questioning prayer of what I pray for and what I'm not seeing and there's no results. And I can't even really say that all the way, because there's always going to be results. There's going to be a bad result or a good result. And I had to really, really, really ponder on this morning as I was in prayer, and the final request came through, and I said, thank you, Jesus. I know what we're going to talk about tonight. And it's talking and praying like Jesus. For I know for myself, I'm just going to be transparent and not point fingers or even bring anybody else's situation up. This is just a point of agreement that we all dealing with something about prayer. But I know one thing: I never could pray until I knew what prayer meant and how to pray and pray like him, and to understand that it's not my way of doing it, but it's only his way of doing it. Now, I'll say this one time, and we're all disciples, but the original apostles that were trained by Jesus, they had been up on the mountain, and he had told them about, you know, the blessed and the cursed and the beauties and all these things. And as they were exiting, there was one question that was asked to him, I've studied this out, not only been told this, but I've studied it out. Did they ever ask Jesus to teach them something? Like, teach me how to swim, teach me how to pray, teach me. That was wrong. Let me leave that prayer out of here. Did you teach me out of this? Teach me out of that? No, they asked them one time when they were coming down off the mount. And they said, teach us how to pray. Now, first of all, you have to remember, why would I ask you to teach me something that I had not experienced or saw you do or knew you could teach it? Come on, let's be real tonight. The question was, teach us how to pray, Rabbi. Well, they wouldn't have just asked him that out of the wild blue yonder. They had to experience him doing what? Praying. See, experiencing prayer does not always mean you get it. Experiencing church does not mean you always get it. The reading the scriptures doesn't mean you always get it. Let's keep it 100. Until we realize that it's not me trying to receive something, but for me to be revealed something, that now the secrets and the mysteries of God can be revealed to me because I want to really do his will. Oh, yes, the Now Network, not our will, but his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, just bear with me for a minute here, because for them to ask that question, they had to be an experience with him, and it had to be a right now experience. It couldn't have been something they saw 5 years ago, 3 years ago, or a month ago, or a week ago. It had to be a now experience because they were really fired up. Oh, teach us how to pray. Now, if you ask the question, why does anybody want to be taught something? Ooh, Jesus, because you saw something that was so spectacular that now you want to learn how to be spectacular too. But most of us just want the spectacular. Most of us expect to be spectacular instead of being willing, available, and able to be taught. Oh, we're talking about praying like Jesus tonight and getting the effects of the righteous, getting the prevailing and the effectual, fervent results. Oh, yeah. See, those results mean that there is an abundance at the end that no one can question. You may not see it on the outside, but when you really have a divine relationship of less of you and more of him, it is now developed on the inside. Oh, my God. Coming off the mountain is something else, y'all. Some of y'all need to take that trip on the mountain, even though people say, why, where you at? You need to take a mountain experience and stay as long as he wants you to. Stop murmuring and complaining and tell me I got things to do. What's happening here? What's happening there? What God wants is me. What God desires is you. To get in that place that we really, really, really can be affected. Effective. Not just affected, but effective. See, when we're effective, we know we speak a word of truth. Light is going to shine. When we speak a word of life, death will not be nowhere around. When we speak, oh my God, holiness, there is no darkness because there is no area to be on the same plane. There's either one way or the other. Oh yes, we're talking about praying like Jesus. See, Jesus knew that the mountain was holy. Jesus knew that was a sacrificial. Not unto man, because it was cold up there. It was mountain lions up there on the mountain. It was bears on the mountain. The mountain was not a safe place, but it was a sovereign place that by you making it, watch this, by you making a conscious effort to surrender and go to that place, oh, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. No harm will come because he never leaves you or forsakes you. But most of us won't even step on the mountain trusting that he will protect us. Oh, see, somebody out there tonight is going to leave here saying, now I know how to make my prayers work. Now I know how to see the effectual fervent prayer of what? Righteous men, righteous women. I can't say it more or enough that when we talk about men or any gender, and he's talking about all of us. He's not just talking about men because you see men, because when Jesus came, he came that all might have life. I'm not trying to jump positions or tell somebody how to run your ministry or anything like that. I'm just trying to say Jesus came for all. And it didn't stop. It didn't change. So when he comes for all, then all have the right to him. Now, as we know, we all have different functions. We know we all have different anointings. We know we all have different positions. But it doesn't make me any greater, lesser, or different than you. We just need to know how to roll and where to roll at. Oh, yes, my God. Thank you, Jesus. See, we're going to go to another level tonight that says, we've been waiting on this next push. We've been waiting on this next position. But in James 5, chapter 5, verse 16, watch this. It says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See, there was no question in that structure right there. But then watch this. It says, this is your reasoning. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do you know what avail much? That means you have a lot of results. Then he even topped it off and said much. Jesus. You're not waiting around. You see one thing, but it not pours over. Like just like I believe when I go into a hospital and I pray for one sick person, the whole floor is healed because that availeth is availing there, but the much has just poured off. Oh, I got a high five from somebody else that just did a ministry trip to a convalescent and the whole convalescent got shook because of the righteous being in the right position and knowing what our call is. Knowing that it's not my will, it's not my show, it's not my thing, but it is me being ready to do God's will. If somebody's sick, pray. And he didn't say pray just to pray. He said pray so they could be healed. Oh, but if so, Jesus. If somebody is sick and they might pray. I believe. If you believe, you receive, you achieve because you started believing. See, I'm not trying to hurt nobody tonight. I'm trying to help myself. See, a lot of us are waiting on other people to confirm their prayers for us when it starts with me. It does not start with you. I will not call you and say, pray for me. I'll already be prayed up saying, you know what? God told me you have enough strength to climb with me on this thing. Pray with me because your faith will not die. See, God is expecting us to all, watch this, reach the same plane. Yes, he is. Well, I'm not called to pray. Your faith has nothing to do with your position or your calling or your title, if you want to go titles. Fivefold means know how to do the work, you're good. But watch this. It starts and stays with me. I must be the one to say I'm righteous. Well, what's righteous? Let's just break it real. Righteous means I make right choices. When trouble comes, I choose good. When obstacles there, I turn them into opportunities. And watch this. When barriers show up, I find another door to go through. See, that is persisting to stay in God's favor and pray. Oh, I think the Bible even tells us to pray without what? Ceasing. If I pray without ceasing, I was just telling my son this today. We were doing something, and I looked at him, and I said, remember, the number one rule is don't panic, pray. And he said, but you didn't change your move or anything. I said, you don't have to get on your knees to pray. Now, yes, oh, my God, don't get it twisted. You need some solid sacrificial time where you're not on your knees, you're on your nose. you in the most uncomfortable position you are to let him know you respect him. But that does not mean you got to do that all day long while you're at work and everything else. You must have a mindset of prayer, the model prayer. We all know it. Matthew chapter 6. I love to explain this because it really releases me out of the prayer. See, my prayer, I need that. I want this. Do this for me. Really has nothing to do with prayer. Nothing to do with prayer. Turn your Bibles with me. Matthew chapter 6. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Jesus tonight. We're going to open up the lines. Yes, we are in the next season. We went to the next level. Yes, we are going to collaborate with one another tonight, but we are going to set the foundation. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Now, this was after that one question of them. See, he never gave them a chance to ask a question because he just kept teaching, showing them by example, leading the way. But as he had now let them experience his prayer life, they said, well, teach us how to pray. Because I saw mountains move. I seen people healed. Now I know why you walk on water, Jesus, because you know how to pray. Watch this. He says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. Stop right there. Stop right there. Please stop right there. Watch this. Secret place. If you didn't know where the secret place is, you trying to, and I'm not knocking your prayer closet and your corners, but if you really want to know that secret place, he's telling you it is in your mind. No one can visit there unless you allow them to. And God will reside there. Oh, my God. When you have now sacrificially given it to him. See, you know that the place that he wants to relate with you in is in your mind. Oh, come on. How many times do we have to remind each other about our thinking and about our mindset and how we contaminate or cleanse the vessel? The vessel ain't your stomach. It ain't your leg, your hip, or anything else. The vessel is your mind. Assuredly, I say to you, they will have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into that room, in your mind. And when you have shut your door, not nobody else's, your door, Pray to your Father, not mine. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. Oh my God, watch this. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Stop right there for a second. Now, I just want to say this. See, a heathen is somebody who really don't believe. He just heard somebody praying and saw it work, and they thought that they just kept doing it over and over and over again. When a righteous man prays, he prays once. When we put you in the portion room, you are in the portion room once, and it's out of our hands. But when I pray for you, I'm not going back every night, Lord, no. When I pray for you that it's done and finished. Now, if there are some other circumstances out there that is breaking the faith and keeping the agreement out of the, listen, I still believe you're healed. I know you're healed. I know that what God has said is true. But there are some problems when it comes to, let's keep it real. We're talking about being real tonight on Let's Talk Jesus. When we break agreement, oh, we on the prayer, we got the same faith, we got the same energy, and then somebody after the call or after the broadcast, and it's going to happen tonight. Somebody going to walk in saying, and their murmuring is going to destroy your spirit, and now the connection of agreement is dead. Oh, you call me 3 weeks later and you say, well, it's not God's fault. It's either my fault or your fault that we let the connection of agreement die. It didn't say by money. It didn't say by repetition. It says by faith, you are healed. Oh, I'm preaching tonight, somebody. Watch this. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut that door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. That didn't say on the inside. You already went to the inside to get the throne effect. But now you will get the openly effect. People will be like, what's going on? Why is it just everything it just seems to go? It's openly, he's blessing you. But you must first know how to react to this. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Think you can just keep praying and praying and praying and it's going to do. You got to pray it and let it go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Letting it go means you really believe it's done. And you walk off like it's finished. Hey, where you going? It's done. God's finished it. What God has done is finished. Now I'm in agreement with the finish. It's already done. I'm just waiting for the manifestation to come from heaven to earth and from earth to heaven. My God. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, verse 8, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Now watch this. This is dynamic because now you could say, I've been looking for a way out that I could take me out of the equation, that it's not my fault. I have no power. I'm nothing. If you need that in your life, so you can really see the results of something, because until you become nothing, you will not have the something. Watch this. Therefore, pray. Our Father, where? In heaven. Now, it's confirming it's our Father. And he's not here. He's in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Somebody look it up. Hallowed means honor and respect. Your kingdom come. See how you got to get out the way? Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On where? Earth. See, you can't ask God to bless nothing in heaven because heaven's already blessed. On earth, as it is already done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. See, some of us is praying 10 years down the line. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, if that verse 12 is so important in this, because without it working, you have negated everything else. He'll forgive you, but he won't forgive you until you forgive. So that means when I'm praying, I'm already praying with a forgiving heart. I'm not trying to say, well, once you forgive me, God, I'll forgive them. I'm sorry I stepped on somebody's toe right there. That was one person on this broadcast that I just touched. Waiting on God to forgive you first, and then I'll forgive him. I'll forgive her. It takes us to go to work and do it first. And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I'm glad it was put in that form, because it didn't, you know, most of the time the devil or the Satan, it says the evil one. You know who my evil one is? Me. I don't know if you're willing to be transparent with yourself or not and stop blaming God or the devil, because the devil didn't make you do it and God didn't either. But there's a choice to make, and you are now left with the results in the middle. But deliver me. I'm putting my name in it. Deliver me from me. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Watch what verse 14 says. It says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. See, it takes you to put it in motion, not him. It's our responsibility to forgive. It's our responsibility to pray and to know how to pray. Now, we learned that when you pray, you're out the equation. You didn't say nothing about, oh, Heavenly Father, bless me. I'm your son. Give me this. I need that. Forgive. I understand, and I really grasp this perception, is that when I'm willing to just give him his all, everything else that I know that has been put on my table to pray for is already done. And I have to ask him to heal Billy. Billy already done, because it's his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's his kingdom come, not mine. Oh, people are healed. People are transformed. I had someone else say, man, I love to pray with you, Pastor. And I said, why? Because I get results. Well, it changed, because once it was always pray for me, until we had this same conversation that you need to pray for yourself. Learn how to have a prayer life by yourself. Then and only then can I pray with you in agreement, and we'll see some results. See, the effectual fervent prayer, that means results. But you have to be doing and praying the right way. See, there's a couple of different ways of praying I want to share with us tonight as we get ready to wind it down. And I believe this is going to be a 2-week because there's a lot more. I haven't even whipped over three pages. I'm still looking at information and the blessings that God has given me through writing today. But we're going to start this over next week, because I see time wise and I'm not even looking at the board. Let me check that. Hold on. Where are we at? Yeah, we're about 25 minutes into. We want to open up the lines tonight and give an opportunity for others to say. So we will definitely go back and, well, return next week to praying like Jesus. But the four traditional, if you want to know the traditional ways of people praying, is number one, adoration. That means praising God. Contrition, asking God for forgiveness. Petition, asking God for favor. Thanksgiving, showing God gratitude. See, even those four ways of praying had nothing to do with ourselves other than forgiveness. And believe me, you cannot pray for forgiveness until you have already forgave. Somebody out there tonight, and I'm glad we're on this broadcast tonight, unforgiveness is blocking a lot of your blessings. Oh, yeah, you've gotten some things, you've seen some results here, and it just like really trickles and things like that. And I know I'm not supposed to throw you under the bus, but, I'm sorry, I stepped on toes. But there's one person on this broadcast, live or by archive or by somebody sharing this, that's going to listen to this, and I'm talking to tonight, that your blessings are hindered because of unforgiveness. Something small and minute also. I know there's some people with some big stuff going on out there that's still working on it, and it takes some time. But I'm talking to one person out there that's something so minor that shouldn't even cause aught, that you're being hindered by that one situation. I release it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because by the Spirit of God, we are free. We're free of harm. We're free of hate. We're free of ill feelings, and we are now showered with love. So I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your freedom is now executed as well as mine, and that is by effectively forgiving everybody for everything, that we can now see the results. Oh, it's time. It's results time tonight. As we talk about Jesus and we talk about praying like Jesus, we need to see some results. See, prayer was meant to be to show results. When Jesus prayed, he had results. He knew when and how to pray. Remember Mark 1:35. He very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off into a solitary place where he prayed. See, he knew how to pray. Matthew 6:9-13, we just talked about that. As we respect God and understand, get out of the way. Let my prayer be that I'm out of the way. Matthew 11:25-26, it says, at that time, Jesus says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and reveal them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. See, sometimes you got to pray about God, seeing the results of God come through. Matthew 14:23, after he had dismissed him, he went up to on the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. See, a lot of us, we want corporate prayer, and it's good, but we need some individual prayer. And we need to find the same ways that Jesus prayed. If I'm going to talk about Jesus, if I'm going to follow Jesus, that means I need to know how Jesus did things. So Jesus got results. I can get results too. And I know that through prayer, there's purity. I know that through prayer that there is a second coming. I have a new chance. I have another chance. I know through prayer that there are results. See, Jesus prayed for guidance. But he prayed for guidance in places of quiet and solitude. Jesus prayed for his disciples and for all the believers. He didn't leave nobody out. Jesus prayed to just praise God the Father. Jesus prayed for thanksgiving. Jesus prayed for a posture and an attitude of reverent submission. Jesus prayed even in times of anguish. You remember, Father, if this cup could pass. But not my will, but your will be done. We've all sinned. We've all done something to deserve his judgment. But God sent his son, not only to atone, but to satisfy that judgment for those who will believe in him. See, when I believe in him, I know I must pray like him. Jesus, the creator and the eternal son of God, who lived a sinless life, loved us so much that he died, that we could have the same faith to live. Taking the same punishment that you deserved, the same punishment that I deserved, was buried, rose up according to the Bible. And if you truly believe, we have to trust that he'll do just what he said he will do. Pray to know God better. Pray to hear God better. Pray to allow God to use you better. And I guarantee, I can promise you this from experience, God's word will come true. But there's a lot of mess that has to get out the way. I had to remove it. I had to dismiss it. I had to not allow it to entertain me. I could not allow anything to contaminate the Holy Spirit and the anointing of healing. And it wasn't for any sideshow or anybody else to jump up and down, but that somebody else could experience the same thing and then have the same desire that somebody else experiences the same thing. See, I know there's a physical, actual healing on my ministry. I can't tell you for how long I prayed for people and they were healed. In prison, on the streets, in the gutters, in the alleys, in shootouts, in knife fights. And I can't tell you how many times that anointing on my life have saved lives. I know it works, but I also know it can be hindered by our own mindset and our own faith and the lack of. Let's talk Jesus and let's pray like Jesus. I want to open up the lines tonight, give everybody an opportunity to share, get involved in this conversation. Dial one and we will let you in right now. Area code 858, last four, 2359. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Great day, Pastor E.
It's Ali.
You down here. Yes, sir. Listening to you, man, and loving how you giving deliverance what needs
Amen.
To be delivered. You know what I mean? You said it all, though. You know, it's all about faith, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Most High instructions to us was just to keep the faith. He didn't ask us to be spectacular. He didn't ask us to be successful. He didn't ask us to be no leader. He asked us to have faith. And that's what a lot of folks get twisted off of that. They want results. If you want results, Jesus prayed, but he prayed with faith.
Yes.
That it was going to come to pass, that it's going to happen. And if it don't happen, he still prayed and kept the faith.
My God.
You understand? That's the result. Everything else don't matter.
It don't matter.
If you want everything else, if you want a piece of everything else, the source is your faith. Do what the Most High asked you. He made it real easy. He didn't give you a whole bunch of list of nothing, things to do.
Have faith.
People thinking too hard. They thinking too hard. They want too much too fast. They want it all without the Most High. Like you said, you can't keep blaming Satan for everything. Satan said, I ain't made them, all these people do all that stuff. They made their choice on their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they can't blame Satan. They can't blame God. They got to blame themselves. And the first thing they got to do with forgiveness is forgive themselves for not keeping the faith. That's all I want to say.
God. Bless you, man. Bless you. Always, always on point. Area code 251, last 4-4-9-1-1. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, Pastor E. This is Shoshana Ellis out of Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, Shoshana. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. No complaints. And I'm glad that I was invited to listen in because I did need to listen in. I had fallen short on my faith, I must admit. But I'm so glad that I was able to listen to the words of God by your voice because when you sit there and pray repetitiously, see, that's what really caught my attention tonight. I've been praying over and over for the same thing, And, you know, it's not like he has left me or anything. It's because I became blinded by, you know, that one thing that I had set and gave to him. But then you sit there and I became a sulking person. Oh, I gave it to him, so why am I still crying about the situation? Just move forward, do what I have to do. I might fall sometimes, but when I fall sometimes, I have to remember that I am still a child of God. I must move forward, and that forgiveness, if I'm praying for and I'm not forgiving so-and-so, then it's not going to work for me. So what I have to do is what I'm doing today. I can't say yesterday. I can't say tomorrow what I'm doing today. And I pray to move forward on is to focus on God and not worry about flesh and what flesh thinks about me.
Oh, my God.
And going forward, I have to do that because I want better for Shoshana because that's what God wants. God wants all of us to be at a better place. But he doesn't have that same path for all of us, like you said. So I'm thankful that I have listen to the word, not just you came in on a blog talk radio and just listening to these words and No, I really take in these words because this is a confirmation for me. I love everybody. I don't care what no one say. You have to love your enemies, even if you have to block them. even if you have to, you know, love them from afar, you still have to love them. I wish no harm or no stone on no one, you know, whether it be mother, father, cousin, uncle, auntie. I love everyone. I don't believe in my enemy, because guess who my worst enemy is? Me. So I love him. I'm going to leave it right there.
That's right. Well, amen, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm finna get ready to eat now.
Okay, well, we constantly keeping you in prayer. You know, God is doing a great thing. I'm glad you're listening tonight, and I know that what God has for you is for you, and it's going to show up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Area code 619, last 42454. I believe this is Minister Charlene. How are you, woman of God?
Praise the Lord, man of God. God bless you, Pastor E.
How are you?
Blessed.
Yes, definitely. From the grace of God, blessed and favored. And just wanted to chime in. I mean, you said it all. Really, nobody probably could add to what you said, because you really unpacked a lot of truths in what you're saying. And the scripture came to my heart, and it's Psalm 51:17, it says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou would not despise." It is okay to confess, you know, our brokenness when we're praying before God, you know, our hurts and our heartaches and our pain. It takes the inner healing of God's spirit and word and power to make the heart, you know, make it whole, you know, to heal it from being broken. And I can just reflect real quick that it really kicked in maybe just barely less than a year ago that I wasn't forgiven from my heart. And you know, you talk about the mind. So it's like, you know, you can reflect and remember and think about what crushed and what hurt and what offended and what vexed and all these other uncomfortable things. But at the end of the day, it's like, Lord, help me to forgive from my heart, wholeheartedly, fully. Because if I'm reflecting because of a person, a relative, whoever was close to my heart, then I haven't let it go and I haven't forgive fully. So that's been my conviction. And so being broken before God and confessing the as much as I could describe in prayer about the heartache and the heartbreaks of those things, He began to show me how when I started forgiving and said, Lord, I forgive them, even though, you know, we like to say, oh, you know, I was right, but they were wrong, and vice versa. But wholeheartedly, it's like, Lord, I'm casting these cares over to you, and I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my heart because it's been broken. And in the contract, that the more, it seemed like my heart was mourning. And I was like, well, I'm in my spirit. I'm like, I feel the joy of God. I love God. But it was the mourning of not really wholeheartedly forgiving. And God broke that thing. And I'm actually speaking to some of the people that were the cause, you know, relatives that maybe something, you know, just got to be honest with God. Because it's not throwing stones back at the people or persons, because sometimes people will not forgive you. Even though they're wrong, they may not, honestly, from their head, they may not forgive. And Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it was just another conviction that it's not being high-minded if they don't know no better. Because God has to show us our errors. You know, when we're praying, God shows us ourselves, because He sees our heart. And even if someone does know what they do or have done to cause great hurt or pain, it's like, God, I'm going to forgive them from my heart. Because it's being broken, God doesn't despise that brokenness. Somebody may not understand or recognize how much brokenness may have occurred, but at the end of the day, God sees it, and He is not despising it. Hallelujah. And He is a God. He's God. And so He will hear our cries and our call out to Him to heal us. And it just took me to another level of praying, because it's like, you know, Lord, take these bandages off and come on in and heal me.
Heal me.
You know what I mean? I don't want to
be
broken.
Yes.
Angry and nasty and just sharp. I want to have a heart that God wants, that He's looking in there and wanting me to have, you know, a healed heart, you know. So, amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. We want to see results. I mean, I want to see results. And I know that God is a God of results. It doesn't, without saying that God can do it. He can work it out.
Okay. And look, God said, Jesus prayed that we would have his joy in us and that our joy be full. So to have some joy all up in there where the hurt and heartbreak was at, it's got to be something wonderful.
Come on now.
Because it's a miracle. You know, we say God can do miracles. He can heal, you know, blinded eyes, all these miracle things, you know, and bodies and healings and wonderful things. But he can also heal broken hearts. You know, we have to just let him come on in and love us. And there's that key, forgiveness. Because I wasn't
That's
released.
Right.
I wasn't releasing forgiveness, and I wasn't releasing forgiveness, and I was holding on to the unforgiveness, and I had it twisted. And I thought about math because I love math, and I thought about addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. You know, letting God subtract as we allow God to take these ugly things out of us, subtraction, and put love in us, addition. Then we can recognize the things that was causing division, and let love be the multiplication that continues to be fruitful before the Lord. And he's getting that glory because, you know, if I'm giving out love and, you know, it's not even trying to lift myself up, nothing else could come up out of there. You know, the more, you know, it's a process. And like you were saying, some things it's going to take some time, but God, he is thorough because, you know, if we don't, you know, see, you know, the children of Israel kept going around the mountain. You're gonna say, okay, Lord, I'm gonna let it go, and then you know you ain't let it go, and then you see them and you can't stand to hear they nag. You know what I'm saying? It's some things gonna take some time, but if you say yes to God,
you got to be willing to receive yes from God. Oh, my Holy Spirit!
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know what? He just dropped in my spirit. I think some of us out there scared to really see God really move because they think we stuck and we can't go back to our own part-time lives or when we want to lives. Oh, my God. Don't get scared. Don't let it go because God is ready to open up the floodgates of heaven. He said, let it rain. Let it rain.
Yes,
bless you, woman of God. I love your spirit. I love that spirit. Spirit's back. I love it. I love it. Mighty,
you,
healed, anointed woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Area code 251, last four, 6478. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Pastor Eddie. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. How are you, Kimberly?
I am blessed, fabulously blessed. I was just listening at all the wonderful testimonies and just sitting here just thinking. Some of them fit me, you know? A lot of them fit me. I'm not ashamed to say it. But through it all, I had to learn to first forgive myself before I can forgive others.
That's right.
To forgive myself for not walking down the path with my Holy Father in the first place.
Mm.
Not keeping my mind focused on him in the first place. But see, if you don't keep your mind focused on your Heavenly Father, then to me, your life is not, you're not happy. Well, at least I'm not. Because as long as I'm walking around, I see Jesus bouncing off my tongue to other people, then guess what? There's no time for who to step into my life.
That's right.
That's why I lacked it for a little small moment in my life. And I had to learn to just listen, see, because God does things for a reason. Like he brought you back in my life, Pastor E. See, my pastor here, the physical pastor, see, because I always tell people, I have two pastors. I have the physical one here where I can walk up in the church. Then I have my friend Eddie, who I grew up with. So happened he became a pastor. He's on Facebook. He's on the radio. So I have no reason at all not to hear the word of God.
Come on.
In this all the time. He brought us back together because I was going to still need ministering too. And I was going to need it really, really bad. Here
yes.
He came and he done called my pastor home, the physical one, on home. And see, I'm not one easy to please when it comes to someone ministering to me. You have to really, really, really be special to get in my ear. And it moves me. Pastor Eddie, you already said it, that anointing.
You know, look, it's about three people on there saying, he let her call him Eddie?
Well, I skip sometimes, y'all, but we grew up together. Oh yes, we did.
All of elementary, yes. All of junior, yes. High school. Yes, Lord.
Yes. And I just want to let you know that wonderful blessing that you sent me. And you know what I did? Turn around and did and told you, right?
Yeah.
Someone came to my house and left this big old bag. Yeah. And shoes, hallelujah. What you
come on now.
That?
Ain't nothing but from God.
Nothing but from God, but the blessing that you sent me touched my heart, because Pastor Eddie, you did what the physical church wouldn't do.
Amen.
God sent me back to you, and I appreciate it, because this is the work of God. I don't care, and I'm going to tell you people out there, if y'all don't sow seeds, y'all don't pay tithes, if y'all not doing that, you're only cheating yourself and you're cheating God. Because how you expect to receive if you don't give? Because God tells, if God tells me, Kim, you got $50 left and I need you to sow it right now, I'm going to sow it. I don't care.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he's going to bring back that and some. See, and Eddie, you are such a blessing in my household. But already know I told you how the devil been trying to get at me. I said, I'm trying, not getting at me, but trying. See, and when it's time for me to just sit down and focus on my Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you for sending me those reminders. Because, see, I don't care what I was doing, when I was doing what. I was on my phone. Pastor E, now. And it says, now. Let me know. Get on here right now.
Get up right now.
Yeah.
Bless you, Kim. You know I love you.
Yes, win now.
Now.
Thank you. And that's
yes, and you know we got we stand linked in prayer in agreement.
Yes.
And it's all and everything is about to transpire in all of our lives to see the results of God. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Kim.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone on here,
listen.
Yes, Jesus.
Hey, yes, Jesus. Family, this has been an awesome time. We got about 2 minutes. I'll give one more caller, dial one, bring in. If not, this has been an awesome time. We're going to continue this conversation next Monday on Let's Talk Jesus, praying like Jesus. There's a lot of information, and we can do better. We can definitely do better when we get, I mean, if you've seen results. Oh, did you know that how we said in the beginning? They said, teach us how to pray. Don't you know they seen him doing something in prayer that they needed to know how to do it also? James Hudson from Showtime Entertainment. Good evening and welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening, my brother.
Bless you, man. Bless you, man. Just wanted to holler at you real quick. I know time is well spent. I've been just sitting back enjoying. I heard one from one of my sisters. She said she's from Mobile, Alabama. That's my people, man. That's where my folks are from, Mobile, Alabama. So, and that's just to say she own worst enemy. So as long as you know that, I guess you she's on the right track, man. So
that's right.
I just want to let you know, man. Yeah, I've just been sitting there, being encouraged, man. I know you're really helping some people, man. You're really helping me. So I know you're helping some folks, man. And just keep doing what you're doing. Know that God is with you and that we're praying for you, man. I'm just really proud of to see you doing as well as you're doing. And as far as what God has just really brought you from a long way. And it's just really good to see that. So just to let you know, I'm just here to support you, man. Just know to be encouraged, man. You know I love you much. So I'm not gonna hold up the time. I know I've been blessed just from listening to people and their testimonies, and like I said, just keep on, man. You never know who hearts you're touching and whose life you're saving, and just keep on, you know, sending that word out. It doesn't go out void. So man, just keep.
Ooh,
just
it will not.
Love
you, man.
Love you, man. Take care and God bless you.
Okay, brother. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.
That's for sure. Family, this has been a dynamic broadcast. Yes, it's time to allow God really to work. If you really want him to work in your life, it's up to you. you can make a change right now. I want to encourage somebody out there that may be in tears right now saying, oh, well, he just said everything about me. That was the Holy Spirit, but he was saying that to reveal that it could change right now. All you have to do is lift up your head and look to the hills from which cometh your help and say, Lord, forgive me. I missed the mark. Oh, I did it wrong, but I want to do it right now. And I'm not praying about situations. I just want to pray to honor you. I just want to pray for your kingdom and your will and my forgiveness so I can be forgiven. And knowing that by changing directions right now, the heavenlies have already finished the work. It's just willing to pour down on your life tonight. Family, I want you to know that you are loved, that you are honored, that you are appreciated. But the most important thing I have to tell you tonight is that you are beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody else tell you different. Don't let nobody tell you you're no good. Don't let nobody tell you that you're forgotten. God still loves you and wants the best for you and watch, this is what's so dynamic about the God that we serve. He wants you to experience the results. He doesn't want you just walking with blind faith. He wants you to walk with strengthened faith. But it starts with you. It starts with me.
It's so important, love you guys, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.